From now on, all mic checks are Booker T's. Oh goodness! You ready? Okay. You guys first.
All good.
All good.
Oh my goodness! Okay, we are good. Welcome everybody to Big Splash WrestleCast. As you could hear from our mic check, we have our co-hosts are back.
Yay!
We have John, we have Pud, we have Crazy Joe. They are back. If I'm too low, I don't care. I had to use the laptop's microphone because I don't have that many mics. Okay. Mike is here.
Yes, I am.
I'm here. I'm Steve. And let's get to the news. Mike, pull up your phone because I don't have my page up yet.
All right.
We do have some news.
Yes.
What do we got? Christian's hurt.
Yes, Christian got hurt.
Christian got a little
injured. I read that. How badly is he injured?
They didn't say yet. They say it's either a sprained ankle or a broken ankle. They are not sure yet. The video is posted on YouTube of him, like, he slid underneath Sheamus, and what had happened was that as soon as he got up, he, like, collapsed to the floor. Uh-huh. So they automatically, like, as soon as that happened, the ref threw up the X sign, and they ended the match really quickly, and Christian, like, they had to help him right to the back.
For those of you who don't know, the X sign is when they put both of their arms crisscrossed over their chest to say injury has happened.
Yes.
It gets very confusing when the refs just start siding with DX. It gets really confusing. They start thinking people are injured all over the place.
Yes.
It's a little difficult.
Other bits of information.
Yes.
For those of you who know, China is pushing to come back to the WWE.
Question.
Yes.
Why would you want to give information to people who already know?
That is true.
That is true.
For those of you who don't know.
Yes.
China is trying to do whatever she's doing.
Wants to come back to WWE.
I'm glad you corrected yourself there, because she's not coming back, so don't worry about that.
I know. Batista is in the WWE 12 game. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know why.
Shawn Michaels isn't.
Yes.
Shawn Michaels is downloadable.
Well, doesn't matter. Right. He's not in the game.
Batista is in the game when you buy, right?
Jericho's not in it.
I read today the reason Jericho's not in it was they tweeted that the reason he's not in it is not their fault. They wanted him in it. There were contractual issues that they couldn't get dealt with, and that's it. Obviously, they weren't his issues because he was complaining about not being in it. So whose issues were they? I have no
Probably
idea.
Probably his manager.
We also have the interesting thing they brought up now is with Chris Jericho. If he may be coming back to WWE, they said the only way he can come back or would come back would be an option with maybe doing a match at WrestleMania. That'll be the only idea.
If he comes back before WrestleMania, he's having a match at WrestleMania.
They
just
say
like every other person that
they
comes
say
back.
As far as with the Evan Bourne situation, they say he's advertised for one of the December 19th shows for John Morrison. He is not going to be advertised anytime after December, so looks like John Morrison will be leaving
that
the company.
Be he's gone, right?
That must be
no,
he's
it doesn't. That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean that at all. He could re-sign or he could decide to re-sign. And by the way, Evan Bourne, I don't know if you read the thing about Evan Bourne.
Mm.
They said that he was smoking it wasn't real marijuana, it was like fake marijuana, but still that is wellness policy.
Yeah.
But they said that he was smoking it with other top line guys.
Yes, I read that too.
And they said that they aren't giving as much care into the top guys.
It must be Cena.
Must have been Cena.
Wait on the corner.
Wait on the corner.
All right. Mike has to leave early.
Yes.
I'm stuffing my face with munchkins and potato croquettes.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
So
that's our news so far.
Wrap up the news, but there's a segment we have to do that we cannot do without Mike, and that is the revamped TNA segment, which is now called TNA in a Moment.
All right, guys, so just rushing right through this in a nice, calmer way, I like to focus on the Turning Point pay-per-view that's going to be happening. First off, we have the lovely, lovely match between Matt Morgan and Crimson. Crimson, undefeated streak on the line.
Crimson.
He says, yes, he says he can knock out Matt Morgan. We'll have to wait and see. Jeff Hardy is back. He is facing Jeff Jarrett. Why is this guy still
wrestling?
The
Battle of the Jeffs.
Yes. I can tell you, Jeff will win. Don't know which one. All right.
Good one, Mike.
Yes. We also have a the TNA X Division match between Austin Aries, Kid Cash, and a guy who I don't care for. And then finally, we have a main event. Because what had happened was that James Storm was supposed to fight Robert Roode at this pay-per-view, but James Storm is injured. He's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Didn't he just win the title or something? Or was it the other guy?
No.
He won it and then lost it.
He won it, then lost it.
Oh, he did lose it already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I think it was 2 weeks, right?
Or one yeah. week. Well, this was, they did like the matches like a month ago. So.
Right.
And then now it's going to be Robert Roode versus AJ Styles.
Well, I just read is injured too, so I'd like to see what they do.
Oh, man. It's unbelievable. So, and that's TNA in a moment.
It'll be Hulk Hogan. all right, so that was TNA in a moment. I guess we could start to talk. Whenever you need to leave, you can just, you know, say goodbye.
I have a question. Are you guys going to do your fantasy match?
We finished it.
I was going to say there was a lot of matches in one. Okay, finished
did
it.
Did you check the last episode?
I have not checked the last episode. I told you I couldn't.
Last match was a match that we've already seen. It was Hulk Hogan, the real American Hulk Hogan, 1986 Hulk Hogan, 87 Hulk Hogan versus The Rock in his prime.
Okay.
So that's my main event. I'm not going to mess around. It was one of the most, you know, chilling matches I've ever seen on pay-per-view.
It's Rock and Cena is going to come on now.
I don't know about that.
What about Mike? What was yours?
Mine was the War Games match.
He did a War Games match.
I did a War Games match.
Because he realized, he did a cop-out. I don't even have Triple H on my card, okay? I don't even have
Triple H on my card.
Yeah, well... I don't have a lot of people on my card, but he had to just throw them all in one big.
I did the Best of Generations match. I said John Cena versus The Rock versus Classy Freddie Blassie versus Hulk Hogan.
I helped come up with this match.
Yeah, you were there. I was talking to you about Classy it. Freddy. Exactly.
You know, we don't have Ric Flair on this card. I don't think.
He don't need to be there. I think if you I think if you threw Shawn Michaels, and I hate Shawn Michaels. I think if you put him in that match, I think that actually would be pretty. Cool thing. A match in the ring would never be interesting.
Actually,
I'm
going to get the list because I did make some matches based on what you said last time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some pretty funny matches. So it's pretty
great. I'm glad I did funny matches.
Yeah,
you said you weren't interested in the technical style matches.
No.
Did you hear about my Battle of the Snakes?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin and Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Orton and Santino.
Yes, I thought about that match like years ago. I was like, that's a great match.
Santino then gets attacked backstage and can't compete. So who comes out? Sergeant Slaughter himself. The Cobra Clutch.
Oh, the Cobra Clutch. I like it.
You see that? All right. See, that's for you. That match is purely for you. What else do I have? I think that was really it.
Yeah.
But this buffoon has a better bald man match. You can't come up with a better title for the match between Goldberg and Stone Cold, but better bald man match.
Better bald man match?
Yes. Yes.
BBM match.
Yeah, there you go.
But you could just have a match of all the different bald guys from WWE. And you get Luke Gallows, Joe would like that. I mean,
you could get the Basham Brothers.
The Jim and I. The Headbangers. You get all the best guys from around.
The Headbangers, definitely.
Absolutely.
You could have Kane. You could throw Kane in there.
Why not? Big Show.
I don't think we have Kane on our card at all.
No,
we don't.
You might have Big Show, but not Kane.
You could have Shawn Michaels there in a couple of years.
We might have to
bring future Shawn Michaels there on the bald man match.
Right. We could totally redo our supercard challenge later down the line, but okay. You know, with new matches. But we do have a new segment that we're going to debut right now. It's we're going to do the superstar report card, and we're going to pick one superstar. Past, present, future, or whatever. And we're just going to talk about him and give him, like, our rating. We're going to average all of our ratings, and we're going to give him a score, and that's going to be his score.
I'm going to pick Triple H's future son. I'm going to give him a D.
So you're going to pick one superstar. We're all going to talk about the same person.
Yes, we're all going to talk about that superstar. And that superstar for today's episode is, my goodness, Booker T.
Oh, baby.
Booker T. All right.
Can you dig it, sucker.
Who wants to start?
You gotta keep your mic to your mouth.
Oh, well, we're not saying anything useful. We're just yelling things in the back.
Okay, that's fine. Because this is picking up the yelling as well, so that's good. All right, so Booker T. My earliest memory of Booker T is obviously Harlem Heat, probably mid-90s with Stevie Ray. Booker T was arguably part of one of the best tag teams in WCW, you know, bar none. I don't remember when he started going singles in WCW because I think I was watching WWFE.
He went around. I think it was like around 99. He left, and that's when he started focusing on like the U.S. title. He started focusing.
I vaguely remember him with the U.S. title.
Yeah, he started focusing there. But, and then back in 2000 was when he won his first championship.
The cool thing about the tag team thing, or that he never did this move. I don't remember him ever doing it in singles. But the Harlem Hangover, or was that with the somersault leg drop off the top?
Yeah. I've
never seen him do it since he broke up. You know, with the tag team, he may have pulled it out here.
I think somebody else did.
That move was difficult. I used to do that backyard wrestling, like off of a chair, and that thing was difficult. It was difficult not to hit the guy in the face with your heel. That was the difficult part.
We all face that every day.
I know. Landing on your ass is also very difficult. So, he was. I felt like the two of them were WCW's version of, like, I guess you could say, like, maybe even the Hart Foundation, which was, you know, later. It's just like they had contrasting styles. Like, Stevie Ray would. They're both similar builds, but Stevie Ray's moves were very slow, very, very, you know, very powerful.
I can even go.
Booker was very, very fast.
I can even say that their style was almost similar to like APA, like you know that's
the Acolyte Protection Agency.
Yeah, I could say that they were exactly the same. But I liked how over his career he's always evolved his like he's evolved somewhat of his finisher. He started out his finisher was the top rope dropkick. That was his first finisher, and then he went to the
scissor kick.
He also did the bookend.
That was just a laying down. That was like, what was that? A sit down rock bottom? What was that?
It was a rock bottom. There was like anything different. Yeah. It was just like a copier.
That was when he was in WCW.
Yeah.
Though. Right.
Yeah.
I thought he debuted that in WWE when he was going against The Rock because I didn't know him in WCW. And I'll get into that when you're done. But I'm just saying, I thought he debuted that in WWE. I had no idea.
Yeah, he was doing that back in WCW.
Yeah.
Well, now he moves over to the WWE when we had the Invasion era, which
is a complete blur to me. I don't know why, but
a lot of big wrestling fans I find don't remember the Invasion. I guess they stopped watching it. To me, there was no better era in wrestling than the Invasion. Was the best ever. Mm-hmm. I love it.
What I remember most were the Radicals. That was like the beginning of that whole
thing. Oh, when the
thing.
Four of them first came.
And I remember when Eddie Guerrero broke his forearm on television. That was amazing.
His first move.
Because you heard it snap.
His first move, yeah.
The frog splash off. His adrenaline must have been pumping. but yeah, I don't remember the Invasion angle. But Booker T, my favorite Booker T by far was the Stone Cold Steve Austin. I guess that was the Invasion angle.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That was the Stone Cold Steve Austin Booker T feud with the
supermarket.
The supermarket ball. And like that was my favorite version of Booker T because he was a goofball.
Interesting thing on the WWE 12 roster page for Booker T's profile, his greatest moment is that
getting his ass kicked.
That's amazing.
The supermarket.
By the way, we are explicit, so throw whatever bombs you want.
Oh, good. No, I just started cursing right now. I'm not going to do that.
Here's a pipe bomb.
Also, you know, what I loved about Booker T was when he, you know, like he was pretty much like falling off somewhat, and then he joined with Goldust.
Oh, Bookdust, of course.
Bookdust, and I loved that.
That was great.
Did he win it? Did he win a title?
Multiple times.
He did with Goldust.
They won the tag titles a few times.
And then towards the end, he got a great push when he won King of the Ring.
Well, he's six time now. He's six time.
Yes.
Five time sounds so much better, though.
It does.
Yeah.
I appreciate how Mike's leaving nothing for us to talk about. He's just like, true Hollywood story, Booker T.
Well,
go on, Mike. I'm just saying.
Mike's going over the story, but we have to, you know, chime in on what we think of his performance over his career.
I mean,
I think there was a time where his relevance was dipping, and that was when right before he teamed up with Goldust.
Yeah.
And Goldust is the de facto guy to go to for tag teams. Like, it was him and Rob Van Dam at one point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were a great tag team.
He was with Kane also.
Yeah, he was with Kane. Recently, who was he? Was he Santino? No, who was he with before he got hurt? He was with somebody.
He was teaming with. I don't remember who. I feel like it might have been Santino, but I know they feuded.
Yeah.
He's teamed with Snitsky, and they sniffed people's feet after the match. That was, if you can remember that, that was great.
Oh, God.
That was great. Hopefully, Goldust comes back, but this is not about Goldust. This is about Booker T.
Yes.
Booker T, I would say his WCW career. Okay, did he win? He won the world title in WCW, right?
Five times.
Five times there, one time in WWE?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that, I mean, I... Wow, five times.
Yeah. He's won the other... Well, that's the world...
That's the world title.
He's won the heavyweight title, though, in WWE more than that.
Yeah,
I think he's won it more times.
He's won it twice, I think.
He just doesn't count it in the five times because it's not... The same title.
Yeah, and he's not like...
Oh, okay.
He's not like as relevant with it.
He has won other major titles in the WWE a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been... I'm pretty sure he was... Was he a European champion at one time? I have a feeling he was.
He could have been.
Sure.
He could have been. I mean, U.S. champion he was multiple times.
Weird thing about the European championship. I was watching that Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels' Greatest Rival DVD. It's really weird that Shawn going into that Montreal Screwjob was European champion. That's really weird. Like, to just think about, like, the main event of a pay-per-view that Shawn Michaels is headlining, he was the European champion. That's just so bizarre. I think they should bring that title back.
They should.
They should bring back gimmick titles. Titles that have to be...
Gimmicks.
Damn it.
Yes.
Like, the European title could only be defended in Europe. The rule.
I said this, not to get off track, but I said this a long time ago. I said that either Sheamus or Regal or someone should have won the U.S. title and transferred it over to the European title. And I said that years ago. And now, for those of you who don't know, that is one of the three major storylines in WWE 12.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They heard you.
The Europeans will win the U.S. title and transfer it over to the European title. But that was my idea years ago. When Sheamus, like, before Sheamus was around, Regal, I said, should do that.
Yeah. I don't know, but I mean, I didn't like his gimmick when he then jumped ships to TNA. I thought, you know, it was really...
I can't even tell you what his gimmick was.
He was the legend. He made his own title, the legend title and all that stuff. Mike, you gotta go.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right, my final overall Booker T
rating of his career.
I'm gonna give him a B+.
B+. Okay.
That'll be
B+.
That's
pretty fair.
That'll be my overall opinion.
Booker plus.
Yep, there you go.
Booker T.
There you go. Thanks, guys. I'll see you later.
All right, Mike.
Put it down on the table. That's a good idea.
Now you both have a microphone.
Woo!
All right. So, what about you? You got anything else to add about Booker T?
What about his
commentating career?
Okay, he is
very entertaining.
He's funny, but I would say that he is the worst commentator in recent years.
Yeah, I would. Say I would agree to that. Concur. He is pretty awful, and I think that's what's great. I think the worst part about his commentating thing is that Vince McMahon in the ear of Michael Cole, it completely tears him to shreds. He completely tears Booker T to shreds. Every time Booker T opens his mouth, Michael Cole has something crazy to say and put him down.
He calls him out though because he does say a lot of stupid things that don't make sense.
He does. He Daniel Bryan being against Mark Henry. He said that Mark, you know, he has no business. Or whatever it was, Mark Henry is picking a fight for no reason, and then saying that Daniel Bryan has to take his medicine because he wanted the match.
Right, of course. Like, that makes sense.
Oh, Daniel Bryan shouldn't be in this match, but he's in the match, so he's got to take his medicine. Like, okay? Booker T is, I think he's had a pretty damn good career, and Tough Enough, he did the Tough Enough.
He has, but I've never liked Booker T.
I haven't been a big fan of him.
Never found him entertaining. I never thought he was interesting in the least, but when he was with Booker T, I liked him. No, when he was with Goldust, I liked him.
Same. Right.
But when he was King Booker, it was the worst.
Oh man, it was terrible.
He was not worse than like when I used to see him. He was the Del Rio of his time, where I would like fast forward. I don't want to see.
I want to go that far.
Oh, I don't know.
John went that far. He went so far, he came right back.
That's right. Well, no, I've just never been a big fan. And then he was gone for a long time, and then he debuted, he came back recently at Royal Rumble last year, and I was like, oh, well, okay, Booker T, he's not King Booker, that's what was most important to me, and I was like, I could deal with that. And now, he's alright, I would not mind seeing him, there's rumors that he might start a, come back and start a feud with Cody Rhodes.
Which I think if they do that, I think they should bring in Goldust. To like sort of be like in the middle, like caught in between, because you know he's a friendship with Booker T.
That could be.
Braun versus Cody Rhodes.
That's
that would be interesting because WWE doesn't have interesting right now. Like they're interesting.
Not at all.
Their interesting level is
declining. The Raw champion is the epitome of not interesting.
Right? Oh, is the Raw champion?
Is the Raw? Yeah, I don't even know. Really? Is there a champion on Raw? But yeah. Del Rio is not. Either way.
Dumb.
So I would say my overall for Booker T, I would give him a B minus. Because I didn't like him for most of his career. But I can deal with him now. So I'll give him a B minus.
I can agree with that. B in the B area, yeah.
He's not a C.
No, I can't do that to the guy.
So B plus, B minus, that averages to a B. What are you giving him?
Same thing. I would guess a B.
B? All right. Yeah. So
let's keep going with the B. I like the B.
Booker had a great career. He made a lot of noise. He innovated a lot of things in the tag division. He did a lot of, you know, funny things, but you can't deny the fact that he messed up quite a few things of his career. As far as, you know, being stale, boring, a lot of stuff. And TNA was his biggest mistake.
But what's good, you could tell that he didn't like it there, so he came back.
Right.
Which gives me a little bit more respect for him.
He's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
Not yet.
No. He will be, but
yeah, not he's yet. Yeah, he's a guarantee.
Everybody will be. Anybody that did anything will be in the Hall of Fame.
Right?
I actually want to ask you something about that, but I want to hear your grade on Booker T first.
My Booker T rating, I will give him a B as well. So yeah,
it's pretty much a straight B across the board.
Yeah, straight B across the board.
Booker for Booker.
So what were you bringing up?
Okay, we discussed it during Raw.
Okay.
On Raw, John Cena referred, and it's going to sound crazy to some people, referred to Zack Ryder as a future Hall of Famer. Okay. Shawn Michaels is also a future Hall of Famer. I don't know if they're in the same category, but
Shawn Michaels is a Hall of Famer.
Or he is a Hall of Famer.
Right,
Undertaker, say. Future Hall of Famer.
Right.
Is it crazy that I don't disagree with that statement, that Zack Ryder is a future Hall of Famer? I 100% agree with that. I think
I agree, but Steve brought up a good point that I agree with, that everybody will end up in the Hall of Fame.
And that's true, but that's not what I'm basing it on. I'm basing it on the fact that he did this whole internet thing. He's the first one to do it. He revolutionized.
He deserves to have a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, but I'm just saying that Zack Ryder, maybe not now, maybe not for his wrestling ability, but down the road, he may be the last person announced to be in the 2023 Hall of Fame. Like, you know.
23. He'll still be wrestling, man.
Right, yeah.
10 years from now, he's still going to be in the 3,000
Hall
of Fame. You mentioned Coco Beware, and I think of High Energy, his tag team with Owen Hart. Is Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame yet?
No,
he won't be.
That's weird.
It's a whole messy situation. They can't even talk
because of his wife, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she doesn't even want anything to do with wrestling. And him. They almost sued WWE because Bret Hart wore a shirt with Owen Hart's picture on it.
It's his brother.
Yeah,
terrible.
It's weird. It's
dumb. All right, so let's move on. You're getting loud with me.
I want to talk more about Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. So he was very colorful.
Where's Frankie?
All right. So let's talk about Raw. Let's move on to Raw because Raw was interesting. Like, not really at all. Kevin Nash has been signed and did his little promo, and he's growing his Movember beard.
Yes, he is.
Or Movember or whatever the hell
it's called. It's got a nice outline of gray.
Yeah, it's weird. Our main event had future Hall of Famer.
That's true. Zack Ryder, future Hall of Famer in the main event, teaming with John Cena versus Miz and R-Truth.
Yes.
Which is a match we could have had last week, you know, or 2 weeks, whenever it was.
2 weeks ago. Zack Ryder was attacked.
Had Zack Ryder. Right. I don't know what the hell WWE is doing. The creative people are,
I think, the Muppets
are
the best thing to happen to WWE.
In a very long time. I'm inclined to agree. Yes, definitely in a very long time. What else? Daniel Bryan and Mark Henry have had some weird situations going on. I know that's on SmackDown, but I think they had the rematch. Didn't they have a rematch?
They're having a rematch
tonight.
Tonight, okay. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Which I've already watched SmackDown.
You watched it already?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I never read it. I don't even know what happens.
I don't know what happens either.
No. I only care about Wade Barrett on SmackDown.
You'll be happy to watch this week's SmackDown.
Oh boy.
All you Barrett fans.
Just because he's on it. So I was not giving anything away. It's just because he's on SmackDown.
Barrett wins the world title.
Yeah, right.
God. Oh, man.
Imagine.
Is it weird that I just want him to have another stable? I just want him to just start another stable.
I want him to do something relevant besides going on a winning streak. I don't know. That winning streak can't get you very far.
No.
But he is the head of Team Barrett at Survivor Series. And right. under him are people like Christian, Cody Rhodes, people who really should have had the team named after them.
And, right. And Huniso.
And Hunico. Huniso. Huniko, Primo, and Epico.
Were they Los Mexicanos? What are they calling them? Yeah, they're not even Mexican. And
no, they were...
Like, all Puerto Rican.
They're the Mexicals. Right. Come riding out on lawnmowers.
Oh, God.
That was the most racist. That's the lowest, how did
they get away the lowest
with that?
Of the low, I think. They, that was pretty
they got
much
away
the
with a lot of stuff.
They wrestled in jumpsuits. No,
that would be like having, you know, three African-American guys and calling them the cotton pickers. That's pretty much...
Which I think Ezekiel Jackson or like a, you know, a Mark Henry could... I don't know. They could be intimidating.
So what else happened on Raw? Your memories are probably better than mine. What else?
Was Mason Ryan there?
Oh, God.
Oh, he fought JTG following a promo about Mason Ryan, right?
Yes.
Well, he walked to the ring, then there was a promo for him.
Well, he was watching on the Tron.
That's right, he was.
And laughing.
Right, that's right.
I remember him smiling. He was watching himself. He's like,
what is he watching himself? And in the promo, he's beating down JTG.
Mm-hmm.
And then he fought JTG.
And beat him down again.
For about 9.5 seconds.
Right, he created more footage for the next promo.
And since we're talking about Mason Ryan, I just read some news that WWE's officials are not happy with the push Mason Ryan is beginning.
So, they're giving it to him. What is he?
Right.
Is it a natural disaster.
He does not look like he's comfortable walking.
Not standing. No.
He does not look like his situation as far as muscles and head go. Just does not look like it's working. It looks like it's fighting against itself. It looks like his whole body has carpal tunnel.
It's true. He's like waddling around. It's weird.
I mean, worse than Benoit ever had, because Benoit was kind of weird looking too, and kind of stiff and weird. But this guy is like he's got like three times the mass of a Benoit, and like just looks like he can't walk. It's very, very bizarre. I don't think
you ever see him run. It's ridiculous.
It looks stupid.
The thing
yes.
is with him, the only thing I want to say about him is that. And this is the truth. I'm going to be real honest with you here. I'm going to level it down.
A serious moment right now.
If Mason Ryan doesn't start looking at the camera, I am going to really start getting angry. If you look at any picture of him, and I said this before on my radio show, I've mentioned this, and we had a whole thing about it. If you go on Google and type in Mason Ryan, any picture that comes up, anyone, he is not looking directly at the camera.
He's right.
He's looking off in the distance. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's nervous looking at the camera. Maybe they should just move the camera over a little bit to make it look like he's looking at it. I don't know.
I think what they're doing is they have a dummy camera set up because they need for him because he gets so excited about the camera.
He's looking at the dummy camera,
yes.
Right.
So they have to tell him, look at the dummy camera because he just looks that stupid when he's looking directly at the camera.
I can't wait for the Mason Ryan action figure because it's looking straight forward. And I'm like, great, this is great, finally.
I think you need to tilt his head and glue it.
Yeah.
Turn it and glue it.
So that's my issue with that. So
Yeah, Diva's crap happened, I guess.
Where's Karma? I'm waiting for Karma to come back.
She's got to have a baby. That was not 9 months ago.
I know. But she could really fit in right now with this whole Divas of Doom business.
Because Beth Phoenix was – that was Karma's gimmick. That was what she was supposed to do. And Beth Phoenix was like, all right, I guess I'm doing it.
Right, but Beth Phoenix is making this so
boring. Who's the second ugliest diva? Oh, Beth Phoenix. Okay, I guess Beth Phoenix is pretty. I don't think she's, but you're right.
But that's
exactly what WWE did. They said, who's the next ugliest? Okay, it's either Vicky Guerrero. No, we can't have Vicky Guerrero because we can't have her in the ring ever. And so, or once a year we could have her in the ring. So, Beth Phoenix it is. Throw Natalya in there because they're setting up a Natalya-Beth Phoenix fight. That's what they're setting up.
They're also setting up for Karma to return and stop them and take over.
Well, I keep seeing Natalya in the background, and I'm like, wow, Natalya's just hanging out in the background. Then she got on the mic this week, and I was like, keep Natalya in the background. She is horrible.
She's not good on the mic.
Beth Phoenix and Natalya are...
She's fantastic in the ring, but she's not good on the mic.
Yes, she is. They have a history of being together on the mic and stumbling over each other since way back. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, I'll never forget. There was one time
Michelle McCool might come back soon.
That'd be great. I would like that. Well, they were in a tables match versus Lay Cool, and they looked at each other. They made eye contact, and they were both going to yell out the same thing. And you could see in their heads they counted 1, 2, 3, and one of them yelled,
I'm ready. And the other one yelled, let's get these ready. Guys. And it was the most horrendous thing. It was so embarrassing.
Can I tell you, we quote that. We quote this to this day. We say it all the time.
We watched the clip 1,000 times. I just wanted to, like, turn the TV off and walk away. I felt so embarrassed.
Let's get this guy.
Yeah, that's sad. That's bad. But, you know, I still liked him. What else did we have? We had, I'm getting SmackDown and Raw blurred together. Because it's a super show. That's why I'm confused.
Right.
Did Sin Cara got beat up on Raw by
Hunico and Epico?
Yeah.
No, SmackDown.
No, SmackDown? Okay. I was like, well. Yeah.
Epico, who is Tito Colon, Primo's cousin, right?
Look, they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And now Primo's involved with them, but I'm trying to find the results for it because that would help me in my quest to know what the hell's going on.
But we're not talking about SmackDown that's happening tonight.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about Raw because I don't remember anything about
Raw. I just want to say one last thing about Natalya and Beth Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
We said this on Raw when they were doing the Maxim cover shoot.
Oh, God.
Because they can't do Playboy anymore and that's fine, but Maxim cover shoot, I mean, I said, like,
she was wearing more clothes than she wears in the ring.
Absolutely. I said, why are they doing this Maxim? Maxim's not a bit just like my mother's been in Maxim. Like, you know, like, everybody, but they, is it me, or should Natalya and Beth Phoenix not be the bad guys? Doesn't it seem like they're not the bad guys? Like, they're saying, like, you don't need to be a beautiful woman.
Right.
You don't need to be beautiful.
That's where WWE's ass backwards.
Barbie doll to be beautiful. You don't need to, but they're the bad guys. What are the good guys saying? Yes, you do need to be a Barbie doll to be beautiful.
Don't hate us because we're beautiful is basically what the good guys are saying.
Right, and the bad guys are saying we're beautiful too.
Right.
Just because we don't look like you doesn't mean we're beautiful.
Well, that was the same point I was making, you know, a few shows ago where, like, CM Punk and Christian. Christian does – or was it Christian or Cody? I think it was Christian. He says, you know, it was Air Boom when they did the walkout, when they walked
right,
out
right.
And they explained why they walked out. And I was like, the only reason why that went the way it did and they're not heels now is because they did it with a smile. And Christian could had the same exact reason, but he said it nasty.
Right. Yeah.
They had the same reason why they walked out. They said, we are fear for our safety, Raw is getting out of control, but they said it with a smile on their face. They said, right. Well, we're here tonight on SmackDown. Woohoo!
Right, and that
face.
Was right.
Hooray! Christian, I fear for my life. I fear for my safety. Raw is getting out of control. Boo. Same words, said differently. And that's what these divas are doing. They're doing the same thing. The heels are getting heat because it's for children. Right. They're getting heat because they're speaking like bad people. Even though the message is good.
At least I'm talking about divas.
This is the most I've spoken about.
There was Eve and Torres, whatever her name. That is Eve Torres.
Eve and Torres.
Fox. No, Alicia Fox and Rosa Mendez.
If Alicia Fox keeps walking the way she does, I'm going to slap her.
Is she Rihanna?
I think
she might be Rihanna.
I'm going to jump the guardrail at any event that I could ever go to. I'm going to slap the weave off of her head. It's going to happen. John Morrison snapped his losing streak.
Right.
Again. I love how the first day they acknowledge John Morrison has a losing streak is the day he wins. Nice storyline you got going on there.
But at least maybe he'll develop a new character from this winning streak. Oh, no, wait a minute. He's the same boring person he was before. Even now they interviewed him on WWE.com.
Oh, my God.
The interview was so boring.
I couldn't even get through the whole thing. It was 2 minutes long. This guy is unbelievable.
But they had a good match.
It was a good match. Ziggler, do we count Ziggler being on a losing streak?
He's been.
No, Ziggler won. What did he win? He won.
That's it.
I guess.
He lost to Ryder. He lost to Mason.
He lost to Ryder twice, right?
So many times. No, I think it's more than twice.
Right. He won.
If you count tag team matches.
Singles matches, he lost. He only lost once.
And now he's going to face Ryder again.
This is the one that Ryder's going to take the title.
And I don't want to keep going on. I keep stealing the mic time here. But Ryder's petitioning, this Twitter petition, U.S. title match. I could be crazy. But I think it was early last week, didn't they announce officially that he's fighting?
He's still petitioning?
Yes.
They already announced he has a match.
He's still petitioning. They're on Raw saying he's petitioning. Go sign the petition. All this. He's going crazy with the petition. They announced a week and a half ago that he
I guess they jumped the gun there.
Maybe, that the match was happening.
They took away the match and wanted this petition thing to go on a little longer. I don't know.
That's weird. That is sort of weird.
Classic WWE.
Del Rio had a 5-star match.
Oh my god.
Kofi Kingston. Yeah.
He fought Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, you know why? Because Kofi Kingston's partner is suspended for smoking fake marijuana.
Right, right.
That was boring.
And I love that CM Punk came out and
said, people with DVR
fast forward through everything you say. And it's exactly right.
We looked at each other. We started.
He called him out on his shit. He was just like, "You have been saying the destiny thing since you got here. You have the championship. What is your destiny now?" Like, and I've been wondering the same thing. That's the thing about Punk. He says everything that we are thinking.
It's true, really, but that also means in some weird way that they know it and they continue doing it.
Yeah,
like they know how boring Del Rio is, but then why is he still so boring?
Because they have to wait till they could reboot him. They gotta milk everything. They gotta turn him. Same reason why Sheamus was boring when he was a heel at the end before he turned. He was boring. You know, he was saying the same thing. You know, I'm gonna beat you up, fella. And so he disappeared for a week, came back as a face.
Right. Del Rio's gonna go through the same thing. He's gonna go nowhere for a while.
And the top heel is going to be Barrett.
Right. I want Barrett to turn face, but I can switch. I can wait. He's such a good heel. I can wait.
Yeah. But yeah, Swagger and Santino. Swagger.
Santino needs a haircut and a new gimmick.
He really does.
I don't know. What's going on with his unibrow? It's gone.
I know. And his hair.
He gets into a car accident. His unibrow
flew off. He needs to turn heel.
Why? I love Santino.
He was a great heel. He was an amazing heel. When he was a heel back with Beth Phoenix and the Hunkameter and all that stuff, he was great.
He was kind of taken seriously. More serious than he is now.
He was a serious fighter.
But why
too.
Can't he do heelish things, just funny, and still be a face? Like, he cheated against Swagger.
But he's still, the reason is because he wears a sock puppet that looks like a snake.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. It's I love Santino.
Well, wasn't Mankind a heel and also used the sock puppet at some point?
Yeah, but it was a sock puppet, which just, it came out, like, it wasn't, he didn't act like sock puppet had its own life. I don't know.
Yes, he did. It was Mr. Socko.
Yeah. He had its own face. Yeah, but he didn't. I don't know. It wasn't. It's different than this. Was stupid. I don't like the snake thing. I don't like that move. But I do like Santino. Big Santino supporter. I like him a lot. I just wish that they would.
All right. I go to this website 411mania.com for my like recaps and stuff. And I don't know if this writer, who is, what's his name, Tony Acero. I don't know if he gave this name or if WWE did, but the main event or whatever. Yeah. Awesome Truth versus You Can't See Me and You Know It.
I don't think that's anything official.
No, it's weird because I didn't know the Awesome Truth was their name. The first time I read it was on this site. And I was like, oh, that's a cool name. Did they come up with it? And then I realized.
Yeah, they did announce it this week, yeah.
So this is You Can't See Me and You Know It. Sweet. All right. It was actually a pretty good match, and the fact that the crowd was so wanted Ryder in the match was great.
I don't know what's going on with him, because he's petitioning for the U.S. title and stuff, but he's in the main event. He's involved in the main event picture for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, Ryder,
so is R-Truth.
Right, but Truth and Miz are the main event, and Cena's the main event. And Cena's with Ryder, and Truth and Miz are... Ryder's holding is a placeholder for The Rock for 3 weeks now. He's in the main event and he's all over the show. Is he a main event guy? Like all of a sudden?
I was actually thinking a few weeks ago it was when he was backstage doing something with laryngitis.
Ryder?
Yeah, it was Ryder and. Whatever it was. I was watching his promo and I was hearing the crowd and I was like, oh man, I'd be damned if this isn't the next Rock. Like, that's weird.
I think he needs to straight it up a little bit. That's what Cena did.
Cena was a white rapper, like, to, you know, he had his own album and everything. So Ryder's still not there yet.
No, absolutely.
He's got to be as goofy as possible and then get.
They're going to make him a little more serious. And I think he could be big. I do think that.
Interesting, very interesting. So that was Raw. What'd you think of Raw?
I thought it was good. I was entertained. I mean, it's hard to combat the one with the Muppets for me.
Yeah. I think it was an average show, and the thing about the word average is that what are we averaging it out to? You know, recent shows or whatever. But I think it's been on par with what they've been doing every week. It wasn't good, but
no, you don't want it to be average. Average show shouldn't be a good thing.
Right. No, average show should be like when there are 5 weeks between a pay per view and it's like week three. Right, that should be an average show.
Right,
but when you know Survivor Series is right around the corner, you can't.
And next
have
week, The Rock's showing up.
Right. Well, I guess they saved all their guns for this nonsense.
That's true.
The 3 hour Raw. You know, I loved Nitro. 3 hours of Nitro. I loved it.
But it was 3 hours every week?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, but when, I didn't know that.
But when they do these 3 hour Raws, they are awful. Awful. They just give 40 minutes to the opening of the show to just somebody talking.
Yeah, they don't are. It's not even like there's any more matches. You don't
know. No, it's nothing. Like Nitro, the first hour was Cruiserweight hour. They opened up with like great wrestling matches, and then they opened 9 o'clock with Hogan coming out and doing his promo go up against Raw. That's how they kind of did it. That's how they won the ratings, because they got all of their wrestling out of the way, like all of their crazy, you know, lucha wrestling out of the way, and saved the big guns for the last 2 hours.
Right.
So you know they didn't, and they had a huge company. They had so much talent. The WWE right now, they're not in that boat anymore. They don't have that much talent anymore. Like they're jumping ship. They're going to TNA or they're getting Future Endeavored. Like they don't have that anymore. So I think it's high time they mash the two brands together and call it a day. Like
they could. I definitely think they could. I miss.
You could still keep some guys separate, but don't call them SmackDown superstars. That's stupid.
Just people who mainly fight on SmackDown and mainly fight on
Raw. Which there have been in the past.
Right.
On SmackDown was, you know, The Rock's show.
Right. I always thought of Jericho as a SmackDown guy because even before the brand, he just did more on SmackDown. He was around on Raw.
But Raw is Jericho.
Raw is Jericho. I know that.
He did his promo, but he barely had.
I saw him as a SmackDown. Jericho's, it also, call me crazy, it comes down to, I feel like the colors. I feel like Jericho's very blue. Jericho's bluish. The blue guy. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, that's what makes me think SmackDown.
Right. Big Show is a blue guy.
He's a blue guy. Big blue guy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Kane is a red guy.
Yes, he is.
Even Undertaker's a blue guy.
Undertaker is definitely a blue guy. No question.
Yes. Who else is a blue guy? This is interesting. Orton. Rey Mysterio.
Yes, blue guy.
Orton's a red guy.
Orton's a red guy, no matter where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Alberto. Blue guy.
He's blue.
Yes. Triple H, red.
Cena, red.
Punk has turned red.
Punk has, yes.
Yes.
Punk used to be blue.
Punk's purple.
Santino's blue. Santino's red.
Yeah.
Ryder, I always saw as red.
It's more like those crazy personalities that aren't necessarily good wrestlers that seem to be more red.
Red, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's the, you know, workhorses that seem to be more blue.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting little conversation that we're having here.
It is. It's funny because you know what it is? The people who end up on, it seems very, like, easy to say the people who was on certain shows are certain shows.
Speaking of nothing that we were just speaking of, Brodus Clay,
yeah,
was supposed to come.
But they acknowledged it.
So disappointed. Yeah, I'm really glad they acknowledged it at least.
Yeah, but that's disappointing.
So next week,
I guess he couldn't make the flight. Like what?
I didn't know
time.
Superstars?
Must have been with time. Yeah, that's.
Well, what about the Michael Cole challenge? Don't you think something you've planned out for 2 weeks now? Shouldn't you make time for it on the show?
I think they're gonna do it at the pay per view. Because they seem to be building it up like actual
match. No, they're only doing it because there's no time, I think.
But how...
There's no time and Jerry didn't want to go to Europe.
How are they building this up? Michael Cole stands on the table, talks about JR. JR tweets that he doesn't care.
there's no reaction.
But each week JR is tweeting, I'll be there at Raw next week, and he's not there.
Well, he showed up the first time and they said, oh yeah, by the way, you're not on the show.
Right.
And he was like, oh, great.
That's just so... The whole thing is stupid. And I've been waiting my whole life. My whole life as a wrestling fan, I've been waiting for them to include Michael Cole and JR in a storyline. I've been waiting that since I first started. When Michael Cole had the goatee on SmackDown. Now here it is, and I'm just hating it.
Yeah,
I'm hating it. The main reason I wanted it though is so that they would put them in the game and make action figures of them. And so far now, both of those goals have been achieved, and I'm okay. I don't need the. They're both in the new game. and there's action figures of Michael Cole and Jericho coming out, so I don't care then about what else is going on. I want them so I can do it right. That's why I want them.
All right, so SmackDown. Last week's SmackDown, leading into this week's. We're not going to spoil this week's, but we probably could. I might have time to edit this before I go to work, but I have an hour. SmackDown. That was when we had the Sin Cara thing, as I was talking about.
That was the Orton mentioned Rhodes
amazing
street
match.
Street fight.
Amazing.
I didn't watch it. I deleted it.
So good.
Amazing match. You look it up on the YouTube.
I should.
You'll find it
on the YouTubes.
It was a really good match. Like, Mike that week made such a big deal over Orton's cut, but you could barely.
He got cut. I even know he got cut.
Right over here on the top of his head. On his crown.
He uploaded a video of him getting staples. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I mean, the only blood that was there was almost like it was like kind of like when you get a scrape. And it kind of just kind of like bleeds, like it wasn't dripping or anything like that. Or they did clever editing and they stopped the match and like they pressed it, they stopped the bleeding or something. But it wasn't that bad. Not nearly as bad as Cody Rhodes getting hit with that bell. Holy God,
that was bad. That was bad. Even on TV, that was bad. And they cut a lot of it out.
Yeah, there was blood everywhere. So yeah, it was a very good match. The whole purpose of this is like. Orton doesn't have anything to do when he doesn't have a title. So what they're doing is they're making other people better using him. Like, the crowd is seeing how fucking awesome Cody Rhodes is now. Like, they're seeing, holy shit, this guy can main event a pay-per-view. Like, that's what they're seeing in Cody Rhodes right now. And putting him up against Randy Orton, who is established main eventer, that's the purpose of these matches. And plus, they have great chemistry.
They do. And they're referencing Legacy, too, which is great. I hate when they ignore things like that. That's awesome. Right, I love they're even including DiBiase around there every once in a while. I think it's cool.
Yeah. DiBiase is ready for a push, I think.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not sure about his character. I'm using air quotes character because I don't really know if he has one. But he's solid. Like, he's a solid guy. Like, he's a guy.
He is.
He's a guy like Harry Smith who got Future Endeavored. It's like, you could go either way. You could either use him really, like, just use him for what he's good for, which is a mid-card workhorse kind of guy, or you just cut your ties and give the screen time to Santino doing a promo with Oksana or something. That's their options at this point. Like, that's where WWE's, like, flipping a coin. Like, you get rid of, you're rebuilding a tag division. You have Truth and Miz, and you have what's the other tag? Oh, you have Air Boom. But 3 months prior, you fire your one half of your only legitimate tag team in the company.
They keep doing that.
Like, what's the purpose of that? Like, and then before that, like the year before that, they got rid of Shad.
Yeah,
you know, another only legitimate friggin'
tag team.
They
started to put together.
What are they gonna do? Get rid of Jey Uso and just have Jimmy Uso?
What's his name? Kevin Croft. They got rid of Kevin Croft. And they put together Hawkins and Ryder, like I said, for 1 week, and they never went back to them. Like, that's things like that. Like, but
yeah, I mean, you had the Dude Busters,
right?
That was a tag team. They were, to me, they were the Rockers. They could have been the Rockers without charismatically, but they in the ring. I'm telling you, I'll never forget that match I saw in FCW. Holy God, they were awesome.
They could still do it with Hawkins and Beretta. Hawkins was a Dude Buster in OVW, in FCW.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they could do it. They don't.
Or Beretta, and I don't think you're a fan of him, but Heath Slater.
I would be okay with that because that gives Slater something to do that's not obnoxious.
Beretta and Slater, right. Yeah. By the way, I don't want to. I have to talk about Orton and Rhodes, but I don't know. I just want to let these listeners know. If you get the chance, watch Justin Gabriel versus Curt Hawkins on Superstars.
You watched it. Good match.
Great match. Curt Hawkins could 100% be a main eventer. No question. He could be Edge. I think he could be Edge. Hands down. Easy. Curt Hawkins. Amazing. He's great.
Superstars. So when does that air?
It was this past week.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Definitely. That and Daniel Bryan versus William Regal was very entertaining.
They always had. They had a match like maybe a year ago. It was like right after
on Raw was it?
Daniel Bryan came back.
Yes.
They had a match. I was on SmackDown, I think, because I told my friend Paul. I was like, he doesn't watch SmackDown. He never DVR SmackDown. He only watches Raw. He's like, I know I should watch SmackDown, whatever. And I saved this match, whenever it was. It was on Raw, whatever it was. I saved. It was on Superstars, I think.
Superstars, okay.
I think it was. I think it was when
the
it
match,
was.
They had a Superstars match this week too.
No, yeah, but this was a while, right. long time ago. Yeah. And I was like, you have to watch this match. It's just
right.
They're
well, just, of course they're gonna work well together. They train forever. So yeah.
Regal came out.
I'm gonna get the charger for this. Keep talking.
Regal came out to the Real Man's Man theme. Also.
Yes, he did. Look up that video. It is hysterical. Daniel Bryan is pissing himself.
He's losing. Right, Daniel Bryan's in the ring just. Daniel Bryan was
and losing it. Regal's like laughing at the stage.
Regal was laughing. Everyone was laughing. It's
hysterical.
It was great. But Orton, Rhodes.
Huh?
I think this should lead to Orton winning that Intercontinental title.
Really?
Yes. It would shoot the title way up to the top, which is where they want it. I think 100%. That doesn't need to be.
I agree.
The whole thing with Rhodes saying, I don't want this to be a mid-card belt. I'm going to make this what it used to be. And how do you make it what it used to be? This feud, which establishes Rhodes... Then give it to Orton, which establishes the belt.
Right, absolutely.
Then maybe down the road, Rhodes can win the belt, and it'll be just as big because this
that's
feud
the thing,
is bringing
like,
him up and the belt up.
When I was watching the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels DVD, have you guys seen it?
I have not seen it.
No.
I have it on my PS3. I bought it off the PSN.
I have to check it out.
They talk about what the Intercontinental title. JR asks Bret. He says, "What is the difference?" Between the Intercontinental title then and like the scene now, like what, and he also did that for the tag titles, and they both said the Intercontinental title meant that you were the best in the company, not the world, not the WWE title. The Intercontinental title meant
absolutely.
That you were the best wrestler, period. And when you look at the title now, you know, I mean, obviously that is long gone.
Oh yeah,
but. Comparatively, like if you want to get the title to be that again, they have it on the right guy in a workhorse in Cody Rhodes.
Sure.
But I think putting it on Orton after this would be like Hogan winning it from Bret in 1991. I think it kind of does the title a disservice to have it, even though Orton's great, but it's like. Of course Orton could win the IC title.
But why
of
should he?
Of course he can.
Right.
He was the world champion. He was the WWE champion. He was the best in the company for years. Of course he could beat
you're
the
right.
Continental
and also,
champion.
Yeah, absolutely.
All these Rhodes, Orton matches, Orton's won every one. So if Orton beats him again and just takes his title, it's really going
to
hurt.
I mean, Rhodes. I'm just saying, like, they could give it to somebody like Christian, although I feel like Christian's...
Maybe Sheamus. Sheamus. Just
somebody like that.
But Sheamus is also a champion. Like, he was a champion. You need to give it to people who haven't been the champion yet.
Right, well, they gave it to... It was flourishing.
And I don't count Ziggler as champion. What was he a champion for? A day?
I hate that.
When,
I hate that.
When was
don't
that?
Even count
it was a day,
head.
Right?
Yeah.
Less
no,
than
it wasn't
six
a day.
Hours, something like that.
No, it wasn't even that. 6 hours. It was like 20 minutes. He got the title, then had a match, and lost it immediately.
They straightforward count him.
It makes me so angry.
I know. But that's because he's a heel. That's why they mention it. But Michael Cole is always the one to mention it. But
they should, you know.
I marked out so hard when he won the title. I marked out
when
so
he was awarded the title.
Yeah. When he was awarded, I was like, yes!
The thing is, like, but the IC title was, like, on people like Ezekiel Jackson.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it was on Barrett, I love Barrett, my favorite. But when it was on Barrett, that was a joke.
They didn't do anything with it.
And I honestly, it's crazy because I know it's like what's going on right now. I blame the belt. The belt itself. That belt got real old. That belt looked stale. The belt looked
useless.
It looks
so boring. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Boring. Now,
I love looking at this title. I love looking at this title.
The perfect guy to put this title on is a Daniel Bryan, is, you know, Cody Rhodes, who obviously has it. You know, Zack Ryder, like those are the guys that should have that title.
Right.
Like it should be a mid card guy that you think, he could be main eventing soon, but right now this is the title he needs.
Morrison maybe.
Yeah, like Morrison needs to get out of the WWE.
I think the U.S. title needs to change too.
The U.S. title needs to go bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be the cruiserweight and call it a day.
Yeah, that's it.
You need something right. For these Sin Caras of the world to do.
Cruiserweight.
Right now, they're feuding over masks.
Right.
My dialect of Spanish is slightly different from yours. We're going to beat you up. Like, that's
right.
What they're feuding over right
all
now.
All these Spanish guys, Slater, Gabriel, people like
you just
Tyson
call Gabriel
Kidd.
A Spanish guy?
No, I'm saying like...
All these Spanish guys,
Slater, Gabriel, yeah. Tyson Kidd, Tatsu, people like that.
Yeah.
Tatsu, I wouldn't want Tatsu to win a title anytime soon.
Born.
But it's something that he could have a reason to fight for.
Right.
Born. Right.
And they have a bunch of cruiserweights in FCW. They really should bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, either that or make the tag titles more interesting and have these guys in tag teams.
Right. Real tag teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring, tag team that makes sense. Bring over, just throw bring over tag somebody teams,
yeah. from Japan and throw a mask on him and give him Yoshitatsu. There you go, tag team.
Right. Will they bring over another masked guy from Mexico to team up with Sin Cara? This
great.
Is, yeah. The whole, all of SmackDown is going to be luchadors.
Perfect. And this is setting up. Mike said this, and I wanted to reach across the table and smack him. Because he said, and I don't know where he gets his information from, that Vince McMahon wants for this WrestleMania to break a Guinness World Record.
Yes, I heard about
of having
that.
The most
That's true.
Masked wrestlers in one match. Ridiculous. It seems like he's going there.
It does.
Which is scary.
But how could it be?
Because this is going to be a non-masked luchadors, and it's just going to – both stables are just going to grow to like 18 people. And then they're just going to have a match.
Right. I think that they could bring over this new guy. I said this last week. They could bring over this new guy and have Hunico, Epico, Primo versus...
this guy,
Sin Cara, this guy, and Mysterio.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put masks on the three Spanish guys for to the time being.
They can't. Because once you lose your mask, you lose it
they
forever.
They can't, right. I don't think this...
Unless you're a different character.
This whole mask thing doesn't make sense. You can tell me that somewhere in Mexico there hasn't been an 18-man tag team match, they all have masks. It has to be.
No, I guess I guess they mean the United States only, because, yeah, definitely.
I would think so.
Please.
Actually, what I thought would be an interesting idea would be an actual, like, tag team between, you know, with Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio, because Rey Mysterio can't go as hard anymore. Like, his knees are shot.
Right, so being a tag team would,
you know, being
help
in a tag
him.
Team would help him a lot. Yeah. He just gets a hot tag, does the 619, match is over.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Sin Cara could just get his butt whooped.
Sin Cara needs a voice.
Imagine Sin Cara. Imagine this is how they do Sin Cara. Sin Cara brings in this other mask guy. Mask guy turns on him, takes off the mask, joins the other team. Brings in another guy, turns on him, takes off the mask, joins the other team.
Everybody hates Sin Cara except Rey Mysterio.
Right. All right. Rey Mysterio comes back. He's like, all right, let's do it. And then Rey Mysterio blows out a knee. Sin Cara's alone again.
Right.
You know, this whole thing was just going to be Sin Cara at the end of the show, like on his face. In the middle,
brings another guy, takes off his mask. It's Mark Henry underneath. Didn't even realize.
And he realized it was Mark Henry. All
Big Daddy
along.
V under the mask.
And he would have gotten away with it had it been for the meddling kids
right.
and their dog.
Michael Cole is great. Michael Cole is really a great person. Show some respect.
All right, so let's get to emails because we are running out of time. We have about 10 minutes. All right. We have a few emails.
You do?
Yes.
I was going to ask, but then I know from being on a radio show and people are like, "Did you, so do you have any callers this week?" Like,
nope.
Like, yeah. All
right. First, Mr. Bacon.
Mr. Bacon, always over.
He wrote a few times.
Okay.
He just wants to let us know that he has WWE 12 already.
What?
He's in Australia. And it's awesome. And he wants to know if we're on Xbox or PS3. We are on PS3. That's when we're going to start our – we're going to put the super card. We're going to create anybody who's missing. And we're going to put – because you can make your custom arenas.
Right.
And we're going to put the super card on the internet.
You're going to make a big splash WrestleCast arena?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
And which you will be in charge of, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Because I'm no good with the creating things. I used to be so good at it back in the No Mercy days. I had 150 like ECW guys in that game. My No Mercy cartridge was ECW.
I'm a creative character, an animal in that game.
Oh,
I
you are
make
yes.
everybody. All right.
Let's see. There was another one from Bacon about the supercard thing.
What you gonna say about Bacon? From Bacon about Bacon.
But Bacon, Mr. Bacon is now following us on Twitter, and so is our other frequent writer, Joshua Sankman.
It took them this long to follow? It
took him this long. Bryce Bacon. Hey guys, with the new Create Arena in WWE 12, there is one problem we have to fix. What WrestleMania was the best? And if you want, we use that as the arena for the supercard. We just touched on that. We are not. We're going to make our own arena for
right.
the supercard.
But just for the sake of argument, just quick, which WrestleMania do you think was the best?
27.
Wow.
28 Miami Rock and Cena.
Shit.
You want to calculate and go with 17?
It could be.
Everyone go with everyone.
It could be 17. It could be. But I wasn't. I don't know.
I wish I knew enough to not go just by the main event.
There's so much here for 10. There's just so much in here.
Right.
I'm pointing to my chest vigorously.
Vigorously.
That's where
my WrestleMania event.
That was well.
That Shawn Michaels and
no, that it was Shawn Michaels Razor. The ladder match was in the middle.
Yes, but that
it was Bret and Yoko.
Bret and Yoko. Okay.
But it was Bret and Owen that opened the card, which was
yes. Which, okay.
For my match of the night, the ladder match.
I'm going with 10.
Yes. The Garden was came unglued throughout that whole night.
I loved it.
However, was 10 also Macho Man Crush?
Yes, absolutely.
That was 10, right? Yes, that was a cool false.
I remember everything about Crush. 10. Was that he was crushing pineapple heads? Is that him? Was that Crush or no? Different Crush.
It was the Hawaiian Crush.
The Hawaiian Crush, where he's like, I crush your pineapple head. Yes. Yeah.
Really? Oh,
how that. You doing, brother?
Yeah.
Which is the same one as the Heart Punch when he went biker. It's the same guy, just different look, and then he died.
My girlfriend quotes him all the time. I'm gonna crush your pineapple head. She says it all the time.
10 was actually my first WrestleMania, and I remember it so
well. I would either say that or 23?
23 with Shawn Michaels and Cena?
Was that 23?
Yes.
That was the main event?
How do you remember these things?
Which one was... Yeah, Shawn Michaels and Cena was awesome. Which one was Jericho?
Of course.
Was it Jericho Triple H?
That's...
Was that 22? 19?
19.
Yeah.
That was with Austin and Rock.
Right.
Again. Yeah. The last time.
But which one was the... Because on Jericho's DVD, he says that like they went on last, but
which one was Jericho and Michaels? 17?
No, sooner than that, because they fought so many times that I wanted to stab myself in the 16. Face. 16,
yes. Jericho and Michaels.
I think it was 16.
16. They also did it recently, because those two, Jericho and Michaels, feuded, and they fought so many times, I was going to throw myself out of the window. I would just like to say my favorite WrestleMania, even though I've never even seen them, it's a tie between a 7, because the whole Grecian arena thing was awesome.
Wait,
was that 7? I thought it was 7. Was it
which one are you talking about?
The one where they were outside and they were dressed as Greeks? 9?
That was 9.
That was my... That one?
7 was awful. 7 was Sergeant Slaughter and Hogan...
As the man of...
Retirement. Oh, no. No, that was just their match.
Right, I'm glad that worked out. They're both still around.
No, Hogan had the retirement in, I think, 8...
Imagine Hogan actually retired after WrestleMania 8. The whole world would be a different place.
This guy was teasing to retire back at WrestleMania 8. That's unbelievable.
But I'll say this. I can't believe that. The Greek one, the Roman one.
And he had the eye from when he got punched by Savage in during that match.
Unbelievable.
All right, go ahead.
The Roman one or WrestleMania 2 that took place in like 3 different places.
Yes.
Just because that's a great concept. That's an awesome concept. I don't know anything about happened to either one of those. Oh, I think the Roman one.
That was when Hogan came out and won the title.
The bodysuit.
Yes, yeah, Giant Gonzalez.
Giant Gonzalez.
I know nine very well because that was one of the VHS tapes that I taped that my cousin taped for me, and I watched over and over again. You know, and that was Bret Yoko main event that Hogan came out and won the title. After Bret,
he just got a match like that. It's unbelievable.
I gotta pick it up. I don't know. I know them all. I've never seen anything. I don't think I've ever seen a match with Yokozuna in it. Like,
Yoko could work.
And your listeners are gonna be like, "Who is this guy?" But like, I'm a big huge wrestling fan. But just, I'm not good at the past.
That's all right.
I love
Joshua Sankman writes in.
Yeah,
says the Divas division, to say the least, has gone downhill recently. With a weak face of the division and lack of decent sized roster of Divas competing for the title or given the chance to do. To do so outside of Kelly, Eve, and Beth Phoenix. It makes no sense to have Kelly as the primary face of the division. I also don't understand why they got rid of the women's championship belt, which has history and prestige in favor of the ridiculous Divas division. On that, that's exactly why, because the Divas are completely ridiculous, and they wanted to remove all the prestige of that women's title away from those horrendous Divas.
Good idea in that case. You put it that way.
Yeah. This is all especially disappointing, as in the last decade or so, we have seen the Divas division taken more seriously with great competitors such as Trish Stratus, Lita, Mickey James, Molly Holly, etc. You guys have voiced your dislike of the Divas in a few episodes. I was wondering what the WWE would need to do or who they need to bring back to make the Divas more relevant, more serious, and more enjoyable to watch. I think it's as simple as not hiring just for looks and hire workers, hire people who could put on a match. Get Daphne. She's doing nothing. Believe me, I know. She's doing absolutely nothing.
You know,
hire her.
You know who is a hard worker that they aren't using right now is AJ. Are you familiar with AJ?
Yeah, yes, I'm a fan.
I love AJ.
Yeah.
She's really good.
You know who I think they should bring back? Serena Deeb. I like Serena Deeb.
She never got a fair shot.
She's great in the ring, and she's got a lot of heart for it, and she's really good. She's not, you know, the Barbie doll blonde, but you can get behind her.
Right.
I like Serena. She should.
That was a shame.
They should have brought her back. And also, they have this new British diva that they hired that they're talking about bringing in. She could be good.
I heard about her.
She's good in the ring. She could be good.
Yeah. So that's our emails. That's all we got. Franklin did not write in. Neither did anybody new, which is very upsetting. We gotta push this show.
You got emails. I've been doing my show for 5 years, and I don't think I've ever gotten an email from anyone. I'm just now building a website, though, so that's...
Yeah, we have one of those. We just don't have any content on it.
I want to ask, do you still want me to do the superstars? Okay. Because I enjoy doing them.
And I still want Mike to do a superstar report card, which he's never done. And I still want to do my raw thoughts.
Okay.
I'm protesting NXT. I'm protesting reviewing NXT until it ends.
Did you watch NXT this week?
It's horrendous.
Because it won't end?
It won't end. It's horrible.
It was so bad, but you know who I actually liked?
Johnny Curtis?
Johnny Curtis.
No, Johnny Curtis was terrible. He's the winner of last year. He shouldn't be back on it this year. He's terrible.
No, but he's actually improved. I like his outfit.
But if you're going to watch it
anyway. I do.
If you're going to watch it anyway, just make fun of it. Write a little, you know.
It's amazing.
500 word, you know, like little thing, just making fun of it.
It's just, I will say this, though, and I just made this connection now. I know I have to go back. I like that they call it NXT Redemption. It was supposed to be bringing back. And originally it was seven NXT superstars getting a shot to come back. But we've been saying how random it is, but it does follow in the theme of it because although there are like some random superstars around, it's NXT Redemption. And who's been around on NXT?
Right.
Maxine, who was on NXT, Percy Watson, Johnny Curtis, Caitlin, AJ.
All these,
so
yes.
These people who, although they're not officially on NXT Redemption, they still fit under the umbrella of this is a show to give former NXT people the opportunity to show what they can do, I guess.
And we're trashing NXT, but weren't you a big fan of ECW?
I was a huge fan of ECW.
But it wasn't NXT.
No, but NXT, in some weird way, is turning into like a third brand. It's got all the Usos, JTG, Yoshitatsu, Tyson Kidd, they're all competing and having storylines on NXT.
They are. And I think they should just straight up change it. What's bothering me about it, why I'm saying it's not good, is because they're still holding on to the fact that it's a contest, a rookie contest.
Right, yes, absolutely. That's the reason. That's the reason we're turned off.
They're not doing it. If you eliminate all that and just say NXT,
make Matt Stryker the general manager.
He already is the general manager.
He's making matches already.
Matt Stryker, general manager, NXT. Here's these people. They don't fight on the other shows, but they fight on this show. They have storylines on this show.
I'll be a fan. I'll watch it.
I would be a fan. That would be a fan of that. Just drop the whole facade of it's a contest.
Okay, for when SmackDown does, well, we're probably gonna have another episode before SmackDown. My birthday is coming up in 8 days, so I will probably get the game a little bit around that area.
Nice,
probably when it comes out. You can look for me on PS3. My username is BatChild27. I don't know if you guys have usernames you want people to friend you. You do. You have to in order to have the system.
I do have one.
I have Xbox. You can find me at Crazy Eyes Joe, I think.
All right. Our Twitter is Big Splash Cast, at Big Splash Cast. Email us at BigSplashPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, you could also tune into The Cool Side of the Pillow, which airs at 10?
Yes, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Live on
Thursday mornings on BC...
MyWBCR.com. But you can visit our new website and hear it on our new website, www.coolsideofthepillow.webs.com. That's going to change, but I'm sure it's not going to be a huge deal if it changes. And we're going to have a whole big wrestling section on there, which Steve is going to be a part of.
Yes.
You can comment, get involved in the wrestling segment on there. It's going to be big. The whole week.
Big changes.
You could also go to BigSplashWrestleCast.com, where we're hopefully going to have some content there. The podcast gets posted there. I'm going to have Raw thoughts for tomorrow, not tomorrow, for this week post. I'll have some SmackDown. I'll do a SmackDown review if nobody else wants to do it. I'll do it.
I'll start my Superstars review.
You can do your Superstars going again. And anytime you guys want to write anything, write something, and we'll put it on the website. All right, guys, we got to go because I need to use the little boys' room, and I need to edit this before I go to work, which is in 25 minutes.
Ooh.
All right, folks, this has been Big Splash WrestleCast. I'm Steve Fontana.
I'm Pud Panapinto.
I'm Joe.
And keep reaching for the belts.